Today, we'd like to see the title of Plead My Cause in the book of Psalm, chapter 35, verses 1 to 28. To online worthy people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me, fight against those who fight against me. Why does David pray to God to fight against his enemies, although he is able to fight against them by himself? Question 2, in verse 4, let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my hurt. What do you feel about this kind of a cursing prayer? Question 3, in verse 17, Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from their destructions, my precious life from the lions. What is God's purpose to David for this silence during about 10 years? How should we do in the similar circumstances? This psalm is an imprecatory psalm, psalm for judgment or a curse. David had been pursued to be killed by Saul since about 10 years ago. When David was ordained as the king of all the nation of Israel by God through Samuel in the 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 and 13. Then David, the eighth son of Jesse, was about 20 years old. Like today, now the world belonged to Jesus through his cross with shed blood and resurrection. But Satan consistently pursues to take over the world by tempting the children of God. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, David was 30 years old, 10 years later, when he began to reign. And he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And finally, 17 years later, after Samuel's ordination upon David to be the king of Israel, in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. So one history, David cut off Saul's robe in a cave, 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 4 and 5. Then the man of David said to David, this is the day of which the Lord said to you, behold, I will deliver your enemy, which is Saul the king, into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you. And David arose and secretly cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Now it happened afterward that David's heart troubled him because he had cut Saul's robe. Saul pursued to catch David Saul into the cave. So that cave where already David and David's souls were there. So David had opportunity to kill Saul the king, but David did not kill Saul the king, rather than cut off his robe only. So David told to Saul, 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 15, therefore, let the Lord be judge, and judge between you and me, and see and plead my case and deliver me out of your hand. Then today, Psalm chapter 35, verse 1, plead my cause, plead my case, to whom, O Lord, petition to God. With those who strive with me, fight against those who fight against me. Let God fight those who fight and strive against me. Why does David ask God to fight, not fight himself? Because the first reason, those were followers of Saul, who was once ordained by God. 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 6, and David said to his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master, who is Saul the king, the Lord anointed to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. Because Saul was once anointed by God, even if he is now disqualified by God, but David is, because God forbid to make a human being judge the anointed one. That's why David asked God, let God against them. Number two is fight against the soul, the flesh and blood, rather than against the power of darkness. Because Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, 12, 18, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, indicate implying soul, the person, but rather than, but against the principality, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of the wickedness in the heavenly places. So we are fighting against the power of darkness rather than the person himself. That's why is David, he is praying right here, the Psalm chapter 35 to God. Verse 18, praying always, therefore we should pray always with all prayers and supplication and petition in the Spirit. So we should pray always in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So we keep on praying for them. That's why David didn't touch his soul or even Saul's followers, but rather than ask God to handle Saul and Saul's followers who are his enemies. The last one is because of God is avenger, God is judge. The First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 6. No one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. Which means somebody, some brothers or sisters gave a benefit, advantage from you, you might feel so upset. So you might to turn back against them. So don't do so. You may pray, ask the Lord. Lord will avenge on them in his time. So that's why here David prayed to Lord. Let God do it. Handle the enemies. Then verse 2. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for my help, and draw out the spear. Stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, which means the Lord, say to my soul, I am your salvation, which means the Lord is David's salvation. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. Harsh words, continually harsh words, like a curse. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my hurt. It is to hate the enemy based upon eye to eye, tooth to tooth. Exodus chapter 21, verse 24. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. But however, in the New Testament, totally different angle. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, like this Psalm chapter 35. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully abuse you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your fathers in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. So, Romans chapter 11, verse 6, we live in grace. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works based upon law. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. So we live in the grace age, not in work, not law. So one example, before being called as a pastor, I worked with a youth for educational counseling. One customer did not pay one counseling fee by due date. I said, let's do God's way. He said, yes. 2 days later, he told me we should file a small claim for the debt. I said, we agreed to do in God's way, and we should meet him and give a grace period to pay it off. He said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. At that time, I acknowledged the big difference between Old Testament and the New Testament. He is a Judaist. I am a Christian. So we live at the end as a grace age. That's why Jesus said, in the Old Testament time, the greatest man, John the Baptist. So which meaning, John the Baptist, greater than David the king. But in the New Testament time, all Christians, greater than John the Baptist. How come? Because the Spirit of Christ who lives in every Christian, Christ is greater than King David, John the Baptist. That's why. So in order to read a psalm particular, so you should understand, you know, Psalms in that time is Old Testament time, not in New Testament time. So here, you know, continually, a lot of Christian word is coming out. So, verse 5, let them be like a chaff before the wind. Blow away chaff. Wheat divided with light chaff and heavy kernel, and let the angel of the Lord, let the angel pursue the enemies. Here, note, the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament time, the usual title of Christ in which God manifested himself to man in Old Testament time before his incarnation in the New Testament time, called as Christophany. Here is the angel of the Lord is not manifested a man, so is not in Christophany yet. But for example, Genesis chapter 16, verse 7, now the angel of the Lord found her. Who is in the context of Hagar? Hagar evicted by Sarah, Hagar, by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. So this is the angel of the Lord. He appeared as a man before Hagar. So this is in the Old Testament time, the Christ is appeared. That's called Christophany. Also another example, Exodus chapter 3, verse 2, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him, to Moses, in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. This is the angel of the Lord, also Christ manifested in the Old Testament time. That is Christophany. Because the last time Bible study group, you know, one the member asked a question about that. But this case is just a prayer. The angel of the Lord did not manifest himself as a man in this context. So that is just the angel of the Lord. Chase them, pursue them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. Continually, they're asking God's judgment, the cursing enemy. For without cause they have hidden their net for me in a pit, which they have dug without cause for my life. Without reason they try to arrest me and kill me. So let destruction come upon him unexpectedly. So here him is which is a trapper, and let his net that he has hidden catching himself in death, very destruction, let him fall. Really cursed the trapper, David's enemy. So, Haman, Esther chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, now Habona, one of the eunuchs, said to the king, look, the gallows 50 cubits high, 75 feet or 24 meters high, which Haman made for Mordecai, who spoke good on the king's behalf, is standing in the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him on it. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's wrath subsided. So exactly in this way, David prayed for them, the trapper, so may fall into destruction. Verse 9, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. So my soul shall rejoice in God's salvation. Prayer here we see is coupled with the joyfulness, thanksgiving, or worship. So while you are praying to the Lord, so the divine joyfulness come upon your heart. Also the thankfulness, heart to come upon you. So worship or adoration coming up. We can see here. All my bones shall say, all my skeleton, that is all my whole being, shall say, Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him? That's God's character. Yes, the poor and the needy from him who plunders him. The Lord's characteristics. Verse 11, King James said is false witnesses against truth, but New King James Version, fierce witnesses against the peace. Rise up, they ask me things that I do not know. Today, a lot of violence coming up because there are a lot of ungodly people. Because ungodly people in the nature against peace. That's why they encourage violence. Also, today, a lot of lies, a lot of fraud, because ungodly people is against the truth, false witness. They ask me things I do not know. They reward me evil for good, which David did, to the sorrow of my soul. So David was so upset because he did a good thing, but they turned back the bad thing against David. Verse 13. 13 up to 16, godly person compared to ungodly person. As for me, when they were sick, my clothing was a sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, the abstaining from drinking, eating, and my prayer would return to my own heart. So David's prayer is hearty prayer. I paced above as though or as if he were my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one who mourns for his mother. So basically David is treated them heartily from his own heart, truly. But contrast, ungodly people, in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered together. So David had a certain bad happening, so they rejoiced rather than they tried to deliver David from his adversity. Gathered together, attackers gathered against me, and I did not know it. They tore at me and did not see, with ungodly mockers at first. They gnashed at me with their teeth. So that is compare godly man and ungodly man. Verse 17, Lord, how long will you look on? So God's silence. Although David continued prayed to the Lord, God did not answer. Why? Because God's good purpose. What is it? Because God wants David to become a man after God's own heart, who will do all God's will. Then the book of Acts chapter 13 verse 22, and when God had removed Saul the king, God raised up for them David as a king, to whom also God gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. Which meaning, David's heart is tuned to God's heart. He is following God's way in that way. So that's a good purpose. God allowed David to have suffering 10 years plus 7 years and 6 months until he reigns the entire nation of Israel. Rescue me from their destructions, my precious life from the lions. So, Satan consistently exercised the power of darkness. So therefore, we should pray consistently. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Luke chapter 18, verse 1, men always ought to pray and not lose heart or not to faint. So the Lord encouraged us to continually pray in this kind of a trouble, hardship, so without ceasing. Why? Satan consistently tempted the children of God to regain the world. So that's the reason. Verse 18, I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Here, prayer is coupled with thanksgiving. I will praise you, also we see, coupled with worship. Praise you among many people. Let them not rejoice over me, who are wrongfully my enemy. Them is enemy, David's enemies, who are wrongfully my enemy, David's enemy. Nor let them wink with the eye who hate me without cause. So wink with the eye at each other. They, the enemies, agree with each other. The wink is a signal of agreement. For they do not speak peace, but they divide deceitful matters. So here, the ungodly man don't like peace, or don't like truth. That's why not speak peace, divide deceitful lies. Against the quiet ones, quiet means the peaceful ones in the land. They also opened their mouths wide against me and said, aha. Aha implies some bad words, which David hardly describes in this poetry prayer. For example, Psalm chapter 40, verse 15, let them be confounded because of their shame who say to me, aha, implying bad words against David. Or Psalm chapter 70, verse 3, let them be turned back because of their shame who say, aha, some simple words, kind thing. Our eyes have seen it. This you have seen, O Lord, do not keep silence. O Lord, do not be far from me. Stir up yourself and awake to my vindication, which means, or to my judgment. Prove out my innocence of their falsely charged things. To my cause, my God and my Lord, vindicate me or judge me righteously. O Lord my God, according to your righteousness, so which means I am innocent over their false accused thing. And let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their heart, aha, again, certain sinful words against me. So we would have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. We completely wiped David up, or we destroyed David completely. Let them be ashamed. Let the enemies be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion, who rejoice at my heart. So the enemies rejoice at David's hurt. Let them, let enemies be clothed with shame and dishonor, so those who exalt themselves against David. David's here seeks for very harsh judgment or a curse. Compared to Book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 59-60, and they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then Stephen knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. So totally different prayer, because Stephen prayed to the Lord for stoners, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. Also, Jesus, on his crucifixion, Luke chapter 23, verse 34, then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. So in that way, so we can compare Old Testament time, eye for eye, truth for truth, the work based upon law, but New Testament time based upon grace. So verses 27 up to 28, here we can see prayer is coupled with joy and worship. Let them hear, them is godly people, shout for joy and be glad, who favor my righteous cause. So David's righteous cause is God's righteousness. Because verse 28 says, my tongue shall speak of your righteousness. So David's righteous cause based upon God's righteousness. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, that's glorified, worship, adore, who has a pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, and my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. So when you pray without ceasing, so in certain time, you may have a joyfulness, thankfulness, and a praise in that way. Let's see each question and answer. In verse 1, plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me, fight against those who fight against me. Why does David pray to God to fight against his enemies, although he is able to fight against them by himself? The first reason, Saul was once ordained by God. That's why is David don't touch his soul. So that is the first reason. Second reason, this fighting not against the soul, the person, rather than against the power of darkness. That's why let the Lord handle the power of darkness, the satanic power. The third one, only God is an avenger, so not in human being. So question two, in verse 4, let those or the enemies be put to shame, brought to dishonor, who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion, who plot my hurt. What do you feel about this kind of a cursing prayer? Because this is in the Old Testament time. In the Old Testament time, God is a giver, his commandment, eye for eye, tooth for eye. But now, in the New Testament time, based upon faith, upon God's grace, rather than work or law. So that is a big difference. We live in the grace time, in the New Testament time. Question 2, in verse 17, Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from their destructions, my precious life from the lion. What is God's purpose to David for this silence during about 10 years plus 7 years and 6 months until he reigns the entire nation of Israel? So because God wants to make David following after God's heart in full. That's why God is made molding to David in that way. How should we do in the similar circumstances? Pray always pray always, because Satan used his power consistently to tempt the children of God in order to regain the world from Jesus. So we need to pray consistently. Okay, let's just sing song all together. Bulletin page 76, page 30.